Hello. Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin and welcome to Emotional Eating Solutions program. We're in week one where we're just going to get into the groove and get going into looking at our emotional eating solutions. We go. And I'm really excited that you guys have chosen to be part of this group. We're all about how to look at food differently and how to put food in its proper place as nourishment for our body and focus on taking care of our emotions in ways other than with food. So what's going to happen is that we're going to have 8 weeks where we're going to be together on the phone to, or those of you that are listening on the audio. We are going to be together exploring lots and lots of different areas of emotional eating and helping you find come together with your what's the solution for you. And it's going to be very individual, but I'm going to guide you along the way and help you get some ideas put together. So today we're going to go over some basic understanding of the kind of the starting spot of emotional eating solutions, and then as we move along each week, we're going to talk about the food, how it's about the food, but it's not about the food. We're going to talk also about emotions and how they affect our eating. Our fourth week, we're going to talk about our thoughts and how our thoughts lead to emotional eating. And then the next week, we'll talk about lifestyle. And lifestyle is really interesting because it's about all those pieces that come together. That we deal with every day about do we choose breakfast every day? How do we handle kind of the flow of the eating for the day? How do we handle partners that might not be on the same page as we do? How do we handle holidays and vacations? All those kind of lifestyle issues that can really get in the way of us being mindful about food in the way that we want to be mindful about it. And then, saying that, the next week we're going to talk about how to be mindful. We're going to do some different practices about how we can be mindful. The seventh week, then we're moving into looking at body image and self-image, how you think about yourself, how you think about your body, and how that might affect how you choose what you eat and how you choose kind of how you go about your day. The body image can be a really important, it is a really important aspect of this whole process. And then our eighth week, we're going to talk about maintenance and how we're going to put this all together. How are we going to put together our own individual eating, emotional eating solutions? And what I want is for you to come away after the 8 weeks and have a way where you feel more comfortable and confident to be able to manage food yourself. And you'll have a plan. You'll have a whole plan written up that you'll write up for yourself that will help you keep this goodness going. So that's how the 8 weeks are going to run. We are, what I expect is that you're going to uncover some triggers, some things that are going to come up for you, and it might be uncomfortable. And you're going to learn some strategies about how to handle it, and they sometimes might not make sense. And I want you to go easy on yourself. I want you to just allow yourself to go through this process and experience what you experience, feel what you feel, and just allow that process to go forward for you. I'm always available for you. I'm available through email. You can email me any questions. I'm going to get a Facebook group started so we can all talk to each other, and you can talk to me in the Facebook group and get some more information. Our calls will be a lot about information, so it's really an information gathering place. I would like for you to put some time aside each week to listen to the call, to get updated on it. I know lots of things can happen as our week goes by that can interfere with you coming to the call and to listening to it, but I want you to start allowing yourself to put yourself first, allowing yourself to say, I'm kind of important, I'm very important, and I want to explore this, explore this emotional eating, and I want to get better, and I want to do things differently, because that's why you come here. So one of the ways you can do that is to have come prepared when you come to listen to the call, is to have some paper ready to keep your thoughts, to write down any questions, to write some things that maybe sound interesting to you, write down things that maybe are confusing to you that you want to ask me about later, just so you can really get clear for yourself, and sometimes writing can really help that happen. The other thing that can make this process really helpful is while you're listening to the call, to be in a quiet place, to be in a place where you can really listen and focus, and maybe if you're listening on lunch break, go to a place that's quiet. If there are kids around, maybe ask them to do something else for the about 45 minutes where you'll be listening to the call. And just start asking to get your needs met, because that's a piece of this process about putting food in its proper place as nourishment, is to start having time for yourself and time for you to imagine how food could be different in your life. Because, we have food comes into play at least 3 times a day. I've heard some statistics that we make food choices or hear about food up to 200 times a day, through watching other people eat, us being hungry, us thinking about food, about what we're going to have, commercials, billboards, radios. So there is a lot of opportunity to think about food, they say, up to 200 a day. So you're really making a great choice for yourself to start looking at food in a whole new, reimagined way. So let's just sit back, relax, and I want to go through a few things to kind of help qualify you for why you're here and kind of have us all get on the same page. If we kind of think about why we're all here, some of the things that might come up for you or resonate with you are that you probably overeat in a way that bothers you. You